Welcome to another episode of Girl, You're Hired, Job Interview Tips Podcast. My name is Lana Sarnoff, and I'm your podcast host, giving you all the insider tips of how I got hired at Google, LinkedIn, and Wix. On today's episode, we're going to talk about how to follow up with a thank you email after your interview. My first tip is that you want to remember something personal that this person told you that really stood out to you that you can bring up again. An example is they mentioned what their favorite part is about their job and it was very inspiring. Or even if it was small talk and they mentioned that their favorite activity on the weekend is crafting and that happens to be yours too. You could even say, I'm so happy that I met another avid crafter who does the same type of hobbies that I have. It's a bonding opportunity, and it also shows that you have a very good memory and that you listened and that you can have commonalities and bring that across in your email. Tip number two is take this chance to follow up with any information that you think would have been helping you in your case to get hired. Maybe they wanted to see that you had more experience at something specific, and now you can send them a link to an article you've written or a project that you worked on, or even just mentioning it. Yes, this actually happened to me once when I was interviewing at Facebook. They wanted to know some specific type of customers I've worked with several years ago. On the spot, I couldn't think of them, so I followed up via email. This is a really good chance to still cover for those missed spots that might have not gone as you had hoped in your interview. Tip number three for what you want to include when you follow up in an email after an interview is that you want to restate again that you really want this job. A lot of times people go on an interview for random companies and don't even remember what the company they're at today and tomorrow, and job hiring managers can feel that. So if you can reiterate again why this career move is essential to you and why this might even be your dream job without making it sound cliche, could really help them realize that you want them. And that will make them feel special, and they'll also really realize that, because that hunger that can come through and your want to be there is really important to companies. People want to know that you're not in it just for the money or the prestige. You can really make them realize again how grateful you would be for this opportunity to join their team. My next tip is that no matter how many people you interviewed with that day, you should never write one email to everybody and have them all be on the same thread. Not only did I mention in the beginning that you should personalize your email and also really make sure you show something very specific you talked about in that conversation that you remembered and stood out to you, but replying all also really decreases your chances of somebody responding. We all know that replying all is not the best practice in business. So don't set yourself up for failure. Make it personal and send each one an individual message, because today it's all about personalization. My final tip for how to follow up in a thank you email after an interview is to not overdo it. This is not another chance for you to write a personalized cover letter and an essay of why you should work there. Just make sure it's, one to two paragraphs, just a couple sentences, really just showing that you are grateful, that you are a good fit, and that you hope to hear from them, and that you're equally eager now than ever to work with them. So my tip is, do not make it long, because that's going to seem overwhelming to them and possibly even desperate. So that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Girl, You're Hired. Use these tips, go get that job, and go be the best version of yourself on the job market. Thanks, and subscribe.